Now we turn to the latest in our series about Britain and its place in the world, its role and how others see us. Every year, more than 250,000 people come to the UK from Nigeria. Most are just visiting, although many Nigerians do come here to work and to study and settle permanently. But reports suggest there's an increasing flow going the other way, leaving the UK to begin new lives in their ancestral home. So what is it about Britain today that makes so many Nigerians want to come here while others leave? The World Tonight's Paul Moss went to Lagos to find out.
The CMS harbour in Lagos, hulking great cargo ships float at anchor, many with paint peeling and rust exposed. This looks like a place where old ships come to die. It was in this unlikely setting that I talked to the irrepressible Samuel Odeyome Ikoyemino. Nowadays, he's a successful producer of music videos. But back in his teenage years, Samuel says he used to come to this harbour, stare out to sea and focus on his dream, that one day he would get on a boat and travel to Britain.
They used to tell us that in the United Kingdom, everybody is secure, they protect everybody. If you get there, education-wise, you're going to be stand out. And business-wise, you're going to stand out. So when I was growing up, I've always thought, if God will permit me, that I want to be in the United Kingdom.
In fact, Samuel didn't rely on the Almighty to fulfill his dream. What he did was to break into a boat in the middle of the night and stow away on board as it left the harbour. But Samuel was caught before the boat reached Britain. So he did it again and got caught again. Despite these setbacks, you get the distinct impression he might just give it another go.
I see Britain, God, over every other country. I mean, the Queen ruled the whole people in the right path, gave them security. God just delivered her there to give the United Kingdom that strength. And I still want to have my children there. I prefer to die in the United Kingdom.
I've driven a short distance across Lagos, but to be honest, it feels like I've landed on a completely different planet. I'm in the air-conditioned offices of Iroko, the company which distributes films online. The mood here, it's more like a library, really. Everyone around me is very well dressed. A lot of the women are tottering around on high heels. And I'm here to meet a man who, rather than immigrate from Nigeria to Britain, instead has chosen to go the other way.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Come
see you, Bastion.
Jason Njoka was born and raised in South London, though his mother came from Nigeria. And after he graduated from Manchester University, Jason noticed a gap in the entertainment market. No one was making Nigerian films available to download from the internet. So Jason left Britain, moved to Lagos, and started buying up movie download rights. He hasn't looked back.
I think, to be blunt, as like a young black guy in the UK, there's not exactly very many success stories or inspiration in business. And I found that coming to Nigeria, I'm just surrounded by sort of people of colour who have actually done very well. There is 170 million people. That's a very, very, very large market.
Does Britain not feel like it has the same potential? Okay, it's a smaller population than Nigeria, but presumably rather more spending power.
Absolutely. The UK has significantly more spending power. The spending power is going to the established brands who've been around for like 50 or 100 years, and it's difficult for like a young person to really break through.
Jason showed me one of the films he distributes, a comedy about a village woman who goes back to school to try and outdo her husband's second wife. Sadly, the husband isn't too impressed by her efforts. Having grown up in the UK, Jason Njoka insists he retains a fondness for British popular culture. But seen from Nigeria, he says, it can often seem hopelessly parochial.
When I think about UK culture and what's really popular in the UK, it's EastEnders, Emmerdale and Coronation Street. To anyone outside of the UK, that literally makes no sense. There's no kind of like resonance there whatsoever. Nigerian movies appeal to Africans all over the world. The actors looking just like them, with exotic names just like them. You know, the UK is a pioneer of sort of a popular entertainment, but it's very UK-centric, if you will.
It's quite interesting that when you look at African countries, a lot of...
It's another form of entertainment popular in Britain, but one which does seem to travel. Stand-up comedy is increasingly popular in Nigeria. At a small club in one of the more affluent areas of Lagos, I watch Patrick Ochiko Uke work his audience.
There's always some political And it's not coincidental.
Patrick was partly raised in the UK and has moved between there and Nigeria ever since. So I asked if he understood the contrasting attitudes, which made some Nigerians choose to come from Britain to work here, while so many others seem bent on leaving Nigeria and emigrating to the UK.
A lot of people conveniently neglect the hardships that they've been through when living in the UK. So they come and there's a lot of ceremony. Oh, my cousin, my brother's back from London. You know, he's brought gifts, chocolate and all that kind of thing. But they hardly tell you the hard graft. They give a lot of people here an idealistic view of what Britain is. Britain is a challenging place to live in. If people were honest about the good sides and the downsides about living in Britain, you might not get so many Nigerians try to move and live in Britain.
Well, you keep zigzagging between the two countries. You've studied in both, you've lived in both. Have you made your mind up yet where you want to live, Britain or Nigeria?
I think I'm going to keep zigzagging. Best of both worlds, really. Why have one when you can have both?
I think
we need to take this jetty shot because it's daylight.
Samuel Adeyemi isn't interested in both Nigeria and the UK. The former stowaway's Anglophile obsession seemed undiminished when I spoke to him out on a film set, discussing with his crew the plot of a new music video he's producing.
The story is about a girl who happens to be an outcast.
The girl's the gold digger here.
Obviously.
She's getting money out of the guy.
Oh, Lord, she's getting money, credit card, gold, everything.
Samuel, I've got to say, it looks like you've got a pretty good life here. We are out on the film set, you're making your rock video, and yet you're still determined to leave here and come to Britain if you can.
Yeah, I really want to come to Britain if I can make it there. It's a slow and God-fearing land where whatever you dream of can easily come true. To me, Britain is the best place where I can really achieve my goal in life. The angel lives in every other country, but God lives in Britain.
Paul Moss reporting from Lagos there.